What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Your bio says you helped a client reach $1 million in her business in 10 months.
Yes.
On the TikTok platform.
Yes.
Hey, Kenya, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And I have one specific question, which is, I'm just going to call you the short form video queen. Having mastered the art of short form video on TikTok and blown up there in a niche that I wouldn't say is a very broad niche, yet you've exploded in popularity, and then having shifted and very successfully been teaching people about short form video as the CEO of You Brand It, vertical video marketing and consulting agency in San Diego, you know, you speak on so many different stages all the time. I'm looking at your Instagram and not jealous, Christian jealous, praying harder for those opportunities for myself, but seeing you strategically help so many business owners develop video and funnel marketing strategies, and having been able to say, and I've seen it because you're a part of the accelerator, the mastermind that I had coached in, where you have generated over $1 million in your business and helped thousands of business owners scale and market their own businesses online. Geez, that's quite the intro. But what would you say the online course creator or coach or membership owner listening right now is missing out on because they haven't gone all in with short form video?
Yeah. So the thing to note is that most of us, we all started our businesses, so to speak, using like Facebook and Instagram long form, and even YouTube. And the average business owner hasn't quite understood what has happened to not just social media, but to people. That people are, they're not giving video or content like a minute to keep them there. Like, you've got seconds to get a person to be interested in what it is that you're saying. And so a lot of content creators or like coaches are finding themselves where you're not getting as much engagement as you used to because your content isn't drawing them in immediately. Even though we know we have something good to say, something good to share, we have to position ourselves like commercials more now than ever. And people just haven't quite understood that concept yet.
Position ourselves as commercials. Can you unpack that a bit?
Yeah. So when we are watching a TV show and there is a commercial that comes on, that commercial has 1 second, 1 to 2 seconds to say something, to do something, to keep you from getting up and going to the bathroom, to keep you from getting up and doing something else. And so same thing goes for social media. Like, you've got the moment somebody lands, what's going to get them to stay? And it's that opening, that first 1 to 2 seconds. And with live stream, we're like, oh, they're going to be here for a while. Well, people aren't on live stream as much as they used to be.
True. So I know you have a hook that you could share. I know the listener is like, geez, Kenya, a commercial, I got no experience doing that. you say short form video. I see all these Instagram reels being pushed into my feed, but how do I hook somebody to listen in a short form video? Can you give us a couple of examples, your go-to?
Yeah. So actually, right before I came on with you, I was posting something on Instagram. But before I ever hit post, the first thing that popped up was a lady showcasing her nose being all taped up. And her hook was not only her face being taped up, but was, I had a nose job. That was her opening. And if you like her, or if you're curious about her and her nose job, you watch that video. And so I was busy. Otherwise, I would have watched it. But that hook literally caused me to go, and now I'm here talking about it on this podcast. And so for me, it depends on what it is that I'm talking about. So one of my videos that's viral right now is, I say, you don't need 1,000 followers to go live on TikTok. The reason why that is so powerful is because you couldn't go live on TikTok without 1,000 followers. And now with that being a new update, it's shocked the platform. And now there's 2.2 million people watching that video and engaging with it because it says said something that they didn't know was true.
2.2 million.
2.2 million. Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
It's amazing.
I'll take 0.2 million watching one of my videos.
That's the truth. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That is okay. All right. Are there any phrases that somebody could start off their video with that in general help a short form video perform better?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things is like, you want to kind of think about what is something that you could say specifically to the person that wants to be interested in your content. And it could be the number one thing your doctor's not telling you about menopause. Here's the thing they're not telling you about weight loss after 40. Okay. Like men are not telling you this. If you're not getting a second date, here's why. This is why she won't go out with you. The person dealing with whatever the thing you just said, they're like, oh, tell me why. What is the thing? And it's okay. Just you like inserting. It's like they always call it clickbait, but it's not, because it's the truth. You're basically telling them in the beginning of your video what you're about to help them with in a way that stops them and makes them want to watch.
Gotcha. I think I've heard of one that was like, these two things almost like shut down my Facebook ads business, but this third one took me to $500,000 of revenue. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you're like, what was it? You know,
tell me more. So what is like a common, since you speak to so many people, what is a common objection that you hear somebody, let's just call it this person, who is a negative short form Susan? I don't know. Susans are cool, but short form goes with Susan, S&S. Yeah. It just comes to you after you step off of stage speaking, and their excuse for not wanting to, or their fear, valid or not, for not wanting to jump into short form video.
I'm not good on camera. That's like one of the number one things that I hear is I'm not good on camera. And I have to always ask them, well, what does that mean that you're not good on camera? Is it that you don't know what you're doing and you need somebody to walk you through how to be good on camera? Is it that you don't know how to use the buttons, or is it your self-esteem, how you feel about you, your face and your voice being on camera? And I try to help people, like, no matter what that is, we try to unpack the real reason, because like with that, it's like, it's an objection, but the initial objection is not the real, it's not the real objection. It's something that's always typically rooted in a thing where it's like, you can't make money on TikTok. That's not the objection. The objection is, I don't know how to create content on TikTok that gets me leads and sales.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So once somebody gives you one of the, like a more concrete reason why, like, how do you help them through that?
So I'm a minister too. So I've gone through like 10 years of therapy. So my number one thing is like, whether you're in a group setting with me or like you're on a one-on-one call, I try to devote that time in that particular person. And I'm like, let's really unpack what is going on. So my claim to fame is always, I ask a lot of questions because I can't, quote unquote, fix a problem if I don't really get to the root of the problem. So I usually will take at least about 2 minutes, and I just ask more. The more that I continue to ask, the more that it continues to uncover. And if it's a confidence thing, then I go, okay, so what is it about you that you don't like to see on camera? Oh, I feel like I gotta wear makeup. I feel like I have to talk like this. I feel like I have to this. Why do you feel that way? Well, because the people that I watch online, and I'm like, well, I know people online that never wear makeup, that never do this and never do that. And they're like, really? And so then I'll start showing them people just like them. So it's like they have this idea in their head of what it's supposed to look like or be like. And when you can show them the opposite is also true, then it gives them like a boost of confidence or just a knowing of something that they did not know.
Got it. Wow. Okay. I guess that makes sense too. I feel like the listener who hasn't started short form video and maybe is a bit timid in front of camera, it's just wondering, okay, but how do they start? Like, what's in between the first video, short form video that gets published, and where they're at like right now? Like, what do they need to do just to get that first video up?
So I say a couple things. So I have a client right now who she's like, oh my God, to do video. And my first thing with someone like that is I don't focus on having her do one short form video. I focus on giving her a specific topic that she's going to talk about in a long horizontal video for 20 minutes. And I say, just talk about that thing for 20 minutes. Oh. And then I will encourage her to use AI. So there's like, you know, the different AI tools where you can plug in your long form video, like a horizontal video, and it'll chop it up into shorts. Mm-hmm. And so I teach that to her. And so then she begins to see herself in these short clips. And what happens is it triggers her to go, oh, I see how I can talk about this for 30 seconds and then this for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But I start them out first, getting comfortable with just filming a long piece of content. Now, if somebody is already confident, then I'm like, okay, what's the hottest thing people want to know? And they'll give me a bunch of topics. And I go, okay, let's break those down into little bite-sized pieces. So if someone wants to know how to handle menopause after 40, there's a lot of things you can say about that. But what is one thing a person needs to do? Add magnesium. Okay, let's figure out how to talk to people about magnesium and menopause or whatever in the 30 seconds. And then we go, okay. And then they're trying to figure out what that is. And I'm like, okay, what is something hot that if somebody said to you about menopause would make you stop and watch the video? And then they would say some simple phrase. I'm like, okay, that's going to be your opening hook. And then after that, you're just going to talk for 29 more seconds. And most clients are like, okay, I can do this, because now it becomes really bite-sized.
Dang, you just broke it down. And I didn't even have that framework in my mind. And I make short form videos. I'm going to have to redo how I approach this.
Yeah.
So for the person who wasn't comfortable, they talk for like a long form video, and mm-hmm. it's almost like you're using, let's say, video.ai or Munch.
Yeah.
I think those are two, right?
And Opus. Opus is my favorite right now because it's like $20.
Opus is your favorite. All right, cool. I'm team video.ai. But either way, you're helping them by letting the AI do the heavy lifting and find like the short formable moments in their long video. But then I love how you just talked about taking a topic that somebody knows about and then breaking it down into bite-sized pieces. And then that question, you said, what could they say about it that would like make somebody stop?
Yeah.
Is that how you worded it?
Yeah. What would you say? What could somebody say about menopause that would make you stop and watch? Because when they can visualize what would make them stop, then it helps them come up with what they would say to make other people stop.
That's perfect. Like, I am going to remember this. And after we get done with this episode and we record the one for you, I'm going to actually make some more short form videos. Because that, I've never heard of that, Kenya. I've never heard of that. So I've been waiting on this one. Your bio says you helped a client reach $1 million in her business in 10 months.
Yes.
On the TikTok platform.
Yes.
And that, I'm assuming, had a lot to do with short form video. I know the listener is super curious, like me. Can you please tell us something about that?
Yeah. So the thing about her is that she was a mystery shopper. She learned how to be a mystery shopper, and she wanted to have her own mystery shopping business. She didn't quite take it seriously, but she joined a challenge of ours, and we taught her how to create one piece of content. So she was actually in Target checking out, and she said, let me get out of line and let me just shoot the thing Kenya said. She used a little trend that was happening on TikTok about like Super Spy. It was like in 2021. And she just walked around Target filming herself with the sound Super Spy. And then she talked about, here's what it's like to be a mystery shopper or whatever she said. Mm-hmm. She posted on TikTok and she didn't think much about it. The next day, she had gone viral. She made $20,000 in 7 days. She realized, wait a minute. So then she utilized what we know as business owners, which is creating systems and processes, automation, and she created a webinar and a membership for people that wanted to learn how to be mystery shoppers. And then she could create a system to then, you know, help them get more clients. And so fast forward, she used short form video to reach people, get them into her system, into the webinar, and then converted them into sales. Because that's how I use short form video. We don't sell on short form video. We get you onto our email list, and then email does all the work.
Okay. How do you get somebody onto your email list? I need to learn this about short form video, and I'm sure the listener does too. First, I'm going to ask you, well, not first, but I'm going to ask you where to post short form video, or where you think posting short form video right now in November 2023 is the most effective for business. But how do you get somebody in a short form video where you usually can't post links? How do you get them onto your email list?
So it really depends on which platform we're talking about. So if it's on Instagram or Facebook, on my like a Facebook business page, we have a chat box. So we use ManyChat. And then in all of our short form videos, I'm saying comment TikTok, comment this, comment whatever. And the bot is then when they type it, obviously the bot's going to send them a DM and then offer them to be able to opt in. And so that's number one way we do it on Instagram or on Facebook. Okay. If it is on TikTok, then we do a couple different things. One, my bio is always giving them a call to action. But then two, a lot of times I will tell people to send me a DM. because the platform doesn't mind people sending me a DM. Now, there's no, you know, ManyChat isn't available right now on TikTok, but I'll try to get people to send me a DM because my DMs are open. Anybody can send me a DM. And so once they're into that DM, then guess what? Now I'm able to talk to them and send them a link. Now, it's a little bit more tedious, especially if you go viral, to respond to all those comments, but at least I have some control, you know. But otherwise, if people are commenting on a video, then I will say, visit my profile to grab the free tool. And I will just comment that on a lot of different like posts. And then people constantly, they go to the link in bio and do what I tell them to do. YouTube is more so on my channel.
Gotcha. Well, because YouTube, you can have the link inside of like kind of where, I guess it used to be on the channel banner, but now they moved it to kind of front and center right underneath. I've always wanted to know, selfishly, on TikTok, what is the person like me who doesn't have many TikTok followers and can't put a link in their bio? Mm-hmm. That's where you just said, open your DM to anybody and make a call to
action. Yeah. So until you get two things for TikTok, until you get the 1,000 followers that you need for the link in bio, one, I would be in my bio, I would tell people free tool on Instagram and I would put my ad symbol. So when I first was on TikTok, when we didn't have, you know, and I didn't have 1,000 followers, I drove everybody to Instagram and people went there all day, every day because they wanted the thing that I was offering.
Okay.
You know, but also live stream. When I use live on TikTok, you know, because like you can tell people like go to the link in my bio, you know, all the time or whatever. But until I had 1,000, I was always sending everybody to Instagram. Otherwise, I would definitely say tell people to send you a DM and go back in your settings and open up your DMs where it says everyone can message you. You'll get a lot of random messages, but you'll get a lot of inquiries too.
Cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
The next part of the question that I guess I already had asked. Short form video, do I make it like in platform? As in, do I have to go into Instagram and make a short form video there with their tools and then go to TikTok and make it there with TikTok's tools and then go to YouTube Shorts and make it there with YouTube Shorts tools? That's the first part of the question. Mm-hmm. And then the last part is, which is the best platform for short form video?
Yeah. So every platform wants what they want. And what they all want is for us to be on their platforms, recording, editing. That is what they all want. So the perfect scenario from Instagram standpoint or TikTok standpoint is you filming and editing, period. From us, we don't have time for that. Right. So what a lot of us do is a lot of us will film in our cameras and then we will edit any other platforms. Now, a lot of us use CapCut for editing, for like captions and all that. I haven't seen any real issues with using CapCut and then posting it. So a lot of us will film, edit in CapCut, and then we will take those files and then upload to Shorts, Reels, TikTok, Facebook Reels, and we'll just upload them that way. And then we'll add a couple of different features from the platform. So that's like the best scenario for us individually. But the platforms want you doing what they want you to do. When you ask about which platform is the best, I think that they're all really competing at this point. You know, last year I probably would have said TikTok is taking people through the roof, but I'm watching it happening on all platforms. There are people who are exploding their businesses because of Facebook Reels. So that same client that I had, she started focusing on Facebook Reels. Explosion has happened in her business. And so it's like, all of them are working extremely well right now because, you know, a year ago, they were all trying to figure out how was TikTok doing what they were doing. Now they all know what they're doing. And so now they've all implemented it. So we have our YouTube Shorts are helping our main channel grow. You know, a friend of mine, he gained 300,000 YouTube subscribers from one short video.
Okay.
So they're all doing amazing, you know,
Part of me is like, what am I not doing right? Because I'm cranking out two times a day I'm posting short form video. But I see like 200 views on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things to know about the 200 view thing in any platform is that like from the platform standpoint, like the moment you post that content, they're going to show it to people and they are determining how many people are interested in this video. Should we continue to send it to? Because if they send it to 50 people and everybody goes away within the first 2 seconds and they send it to another 50, and then you get to 200 and people are just not watching the video, they're not engaging with it or whatever, the platform's like, I'm not going to keep sending out bad content or whatever. So our job is to go, okay, how do I make get the biggest, like the hook, the whole thing, to get people to not only stop and watch it, some of it, but try to get them to all of it. I know specifically TikTok, they really want you to get at least 70% of people to watch 3%. And so if that's what TikTok wants, then I guarantee you that the other ones are very similar. So that's kind of why you'll see people doing these different transitions and like the caption and things they're doing, like the B-roll and all that, because we're trying to keep people's attention to continue watching the entire video. It's not clickbaity, it's strategy.
Strategic. This advice is, I'm gonna listen to this episode by myself again, since I'm the one who recorded it with you. But please tell me you have something like a guide that people can go get to jump into short form video.
Yeah. So we have a guide. You just go to kiankelly.com/short video. And it's a how to get started on short video guide. So it's like a PDF. It also comes with a video training and all the things. And then of course on Instagram and TikTok, I'm teaching this stuff all day long, but the guide will definitely get you started.
kiankelly.com/short video.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Kenya has 2 E's.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Cool. My name's Quajo. All right.
I've been explaining exactly
how to spell my name forever.
Well, like, so. Quajo.
That link is going to be in the show notes below. And thank you for even being here. Because I've seen what you do on stage, and the listener, they might not have seen you on stage yet, but it's so valuable that you're here yet talking to me, talking to them. I just want to say, listener, like, she really, really knows her stuff. Oh, man. Thanks for being on the show. And if you want to connect with Kenya, you can go to the show notes below, and I've linked up her social media down there, and then, or the short video guide, kenyakelly.com/short video.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.